Every year, the catechist for the second grade children who are preparing for reconciliation and First Communion asks me to come talk to the children. And so I go and I come in and ask a few questions. And you know what's always so cute? Every hand goes up. Every hand goes up. No matter what I'm asking, every hand goes up. Think back to when you were in first and second grade. Remember the teachers would ask questions and every hand would go up. Remember that? Just say yes, Father.
Oh, yes.
You know, the hands go up because I know the answer. The hand goes up because I want to be first. The hand goes up, I want to help. Every hand goes up. But we know what happens to us as we age. We stop raising our hands. We are afraid. Don't ask me. We become protective of our time. Listen to the first reading again from the prophet Isaiah. He's fallen away from God, and he has this vision. God calls him, and then he says, "Woe is me, I'm doomed, I'm a sinful man." But an angel comes with an ember and touches his tongue and heals him and takes away his sin. And then he's renewed with God. And then God says, "Who shall witness for me?" And Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me." He raises his hand. He says, "Send me, I'll go, I'll be your witness, I'll speak for you, God." With energy and enthusiasm and excitement, "Send me, I'll go, I'll do it, I'll do what you ask." Listen again to the gospel. Peter has caught no fish. He's cleaning his nets. He's exhausted. He's been up all night trying to make a living. And all of a sudden, this holy guy shows up and says, "Can I use your boat?" And Peter says, "Sure." And he puts them out into deep water, and they sit there, and Jesus teaches. And Peter's sitting there because he's got no place to go. It's his boat. He probably said to himself, "Well, I didn't make any money. Maybe this guy will give me a shekel or two for using my boat, and then I go home with something in my pocket versus no fish and no money." So he sits and he listens to Jesus. And when Jesus finished, he says to him, "Put out for a catch. I'll take care of you." And Peter responds, "We caught no fish all night, but I'll do what you ask." And they catch so many fish that Peter is seized. What a great word. Peter is seized. He's changed. And his hands go up in defense. "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. I shouldn't be around you because you're pretty holy and you're pretty special to catch all those fish. So I'm going to stay away from you and ask you to leave me." And what does Jesus say? He says, "Peter, Simon Peter, don't be afraid. You're going to catch people. You're going to change lives." And they listen to Jesus. And not only Simon Peter, but the others go with Jesus. They leave everything to go and be with Jesus. So here's the message. We used to raise our hands. We used to volunteer. We used to want to help. But we have become afraid. Isaiah was touched and said, "Here I am, send me." Peter said, "I'm not worthy." Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." He said, "Trust me, I'll take care of you." So let's ask ourselves, are we listening to all of God? Are we open to the invitation of Jesus to follow him? Are we willing to raise our hands? Are we willing to catch people? Are we willing to catch people in the spirit of Jesus? Are we willing to give of ourselves in service? Are we willing to spread the good news of Jesus Christ by our words, by our actions, by our giving of ourselves? So let's ask ourselves, are we seized by Jesus? Are we hooked on his words? Are we caught by his actions and attitudes? If we're hooked, then we don't have to be afraid to give of ourselves in service. We don't have to be afraid to follow, to give, to serve, to love. All these engaged couples are hooked on love. They heard the call to marriage. They've said yes. They begin the journey of preparation. They don't have to be afraid because they know when they start their life together, it'll be before God in church. asking God to be a part of their relationship. So let's not be afraid to raise our hands and say, "Here I am, send me." Let's not be afraid to become fishers of people. Let's not be afraid to follow Jesus and to witness him in love. Amen.